sorry, what?
Friday, it's freaking Friday.
I can't understand you. You're yelling.
Oh, it's actually Friday. I don't know.
Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah, it turns out.
Yeah! Like that.
Woo! Yes! 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 1,000 bazillion times yes. Friday.
So you're excited it's Friday?
Yeah, kind of, you know.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Ah, man, I'm so happy.
I've never known anyone that goes through such emotional mountains of emotions. Monday, you're just desperate. Oh, you just want to take yourself out.
I can't.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you can see some light.
It's kind
of
nice.
Friday, yeah. On top
woo!
Of it.
Woo!
Scares me. Do you have any kind of drugs to even that out, or is there...
Yes, I do.
That's not what I'm talking
I'm sorry,
about.
Not to even it out. I heard the first part of the
even
question.
Even it out, right.
No, I don't.
Some people
don't
take those, and what it does is it keeps you at a kind of a normal level.
So take me to Tuesday, so Wednesday all the time?
And, so that Monday
That's
and Tuesday
terrible.
Don't work.
Screw Monday. I'm okay with being miserable on Monday if I can be this happy on Friday.
Okay. Friday's between 5 and 7.
Yeah.
We celebrate the weekend by doing an old request fest.
I don't know if you see what I got sitting here, but it's a...
I do.
Raging Against the Machine compact disc.
Yep.
I think some of that needs to go on.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about.
I know you don't like that band at all. But
I don't much at all, but I do try to squeeze it in as much as possible.
Especially on Fridays, 5 to 7.
We have one American dollar.
Oh, nice.
Today.
Oh, am I going to win a buck?
I don't doubt it.
Oh, this is that one that Keith guy who refuses to get his fries said is pretty damn difficult and I will fail. Why are you guys like this, man?
No, that one's Monday.
Oh, Monday. Oh, okay, I'll fail on Monday. Okay, good.
So you'll fail today and Monday is the point.
Damn it!
Aaron Rodgers is doing something called a darkness resort. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
You do like hallucinogenics.
Okay.
And then you go in for 4 days into complete darkness without sound or any stimulation.
I kind of like that. So I always wanted to do the, and I was really close to the sensory deprivation tanks.
Yes,
I know
sort
I would
of the
love
same.
That. Yeah.
But
if I trusted the situation.
Days?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I don't know.
How do you eat in the dark?
It's a good
How
question.
How do you poop in the dark?
That's pretty easy. It's Super Bowl bets in the 4 o'clock hour.
Ah, yeah.
Super Bowl bets.
You got some crazy ideas,
especially
right?
considering the Rams were in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were a lot of bets made.
Yep.
So that's going to be in the 4 o'clock hour on 95.5 KLOS.
From his Grammy-winning album, Patient Number 9, Best Rock Album of the Year.
Got two Grammys.
Unbelievable. Yep. Nothing feels right from Ozzy. Talk to sort of something. Well, we were talking about the...
We talked to Ozzy-ish.
Ish? Yeah. Just yesterday,
yes.
This Black Sabbath ballet that's supposed to be happening.
Which is a real thing that they're doing in England later this year.
The picture was kind of interesting, actually. She was, she was holding a guitar, but she was a ballet dancer, but she was all black.
She was on her toes.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
Kind of punkish and heavy. It's weird. I like
Super
it.
Weird, yeah.
But anyways, you can hear all of that if you want right now at KLOS.com.
Or at my
It might
Twitter,
be over there as well.
At the Kevin Ryder. I don't know why you're worse at that than me.
I don't know, man.
Worse than me. All right, Sunday's the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Now, you don't celebrate the football, do you?
Usually
you
we go over
basketball,
to...
basketball, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Usually we go over to a friend's house.
You
she
do.
Loves to have a Super Bowl party.
Okay.
We all have to don one jersey or the other, whoever
okay.
the team is.
Yeah. And what are the teams this year?
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
Rams and Eagles. Whoa, come on!
Half right.
Oh, damn.
Half right.
Damn it.
Sorry,
Rams
it's not the Rams.
And,
it's not the Rams. I wish it
but
was
But
the
Rams are in...
They're not in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, they were on that other station, too. That was terrible for
right.
them.
What's wrong with
I
you?
I don't know.
Top 10 Super Bowl foods.
Top 10. Oh. Wow.
I was going to give you one because I didn't think you went to Super Bowl parties, but since you do.
Oh, no, I don't ever go. I've never been to one. I would love to go to one someday.
Top 10 Super Bowl foods, and this is based on Google searches around the time, the week before Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Right. Gotcha. So, oh, by the way, this is all happening thanks to Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar. I'm not stretching, by the way. I'm trying to figure out what it might be. You spend $1 at Yamaval, and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com for more details.
Top 10 Super Bowl foods. You get 6 guesses to get 4 of them.
I'm guessing like some sort of like, dip, like, bean dip kind of thing. We always eat a lot of that.
Are you saying bean dip?
You know, like cheese dip, the dip. Like you put your chips in. Chips and dip. Dip and
chips. And
yeah.
All right, listen. Listen, this is difficult. I'm going to give it to you, but
yeah.
It's difficult.
Woo!
Because,
hot damn.
Because the actual answer is chips and salsa.
Oh, salsa, sure.
But there's another one that's a dip.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to give you credit for one. So you got one guess.
All right.
One right.
All right. I have to say hot dog. I'm trying to think of what the other dip would be.
You have to say hot dog.
Yeah, hot dogs have got to be.
Wow, that's, really that's having to bend here. Really. Really having to bend here.
Yeah.
Pigs in a blanket.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So, yeah, that's all hot right. dog.
Well, yeah, sure. In there somewhere.
Sure.
Pizza, I suppose.
Don't keep making me. This is the surprising.
No pizza.
No pizza.
Who doesn't have pizza?
Great question.
What?
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not going to that party.
I do not agree with this particular list on the pizza. Top 10 Super Bowl foods.
Well, so I'm still thinking like potato chips. So like, you know, I suppose.
Yeah, but I already gave you chips and salsa.
Oh, okay. Well, no. But I was thinking potato chips.
Not okay.
Chips. So dip with that would be, I don't know, three-layer dip? I don't know.
I don't understand what you're even guessing.
There's a dip. I'm trying to find the dip.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. It's a specific
it's in
type
there,
of dip.
Reaching in,
dip.
Trying to find the dip.
Yes. Yeah, it's very accurately named.
Accurately named.
Yeah, it's not like a catch-all thing. It's an accurately named dip. Maybe go someplace else.
Yeah,
with your
I guess
thoughts.
So. All right. Burgers. So.
Burgers, you're saying?
Yeah. Ah, that's two down.
Wrong.
And two right? Is that right?
Yep. You had four guesses, and you have two right.
Yeah.
So you have two more guesses.
So is there beverages in this?
I need.
Yeah, I do. I mean, we're talking.
No beverages.
Oh, no beverages.
Nope.
Oh, that's not good.
The only one of this list that I don't get is number one.
Oh, really?
Yes. But you have nine others, so let's hear. Four guesses, you got two right. Top 10 Super Bowl foods.
Potato chips.
I mean, no. Other than chips and salsa, no.
Oh, I just don't think. Okay. So that's three down.
That's five guesses, and you've gotten two right.
Right.
So you're not going to win.
Oh, I'm going to be so mad because I eat all of this stuff.
But just for the fun of it.
There's nothing on there I don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Except for maybe number one. I don't know.
No, really?
I don't know. All right, it's not worth it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, talk to me, freaky.
Top 10 Super Bowl foods.
Yes.
Number 10, spinach artichoke dip.
That's I almost told you to off,
yes, I know.
My friend.
That's a very specific
that's super artichoke. Come on.
That's pretty
what
good.
What kind
of oh, no,
Super
that's pretty
Bowl
good.
Party is
no,
this?
That's a good Super Bowl
is
party.
It?
That's pretty good, yeah. Yeah.
Seems pretty G-rated.
Pigs in a blanket.
Sure.
I gave you for hot
okay.
dogs.
Yeah, thank you.
Nachos.
Oh, nachos. Okay, yeah. Nacho. That's nacho cheese.
Number 7 is hummus.
Hummus?
Yep.
Nope.
Number 6 is buffalo wings.
Oh, there you go.
Number 5
come
is
on.
Chili.
Chili, yeah.
Number 4 is tater tots.
I mean, I love chili, but it's going to be spilled
tater
everywhere.
Come
yeah,
on,
tater tots
man.
Rule. They're the best.
Number 3 is chips and salsa.
Okay.
Which you got.
Yeah.
Number 2 is guacamole.
Guacamole, of course.
And number 1 is meatballs.
You, those that is a thing now. It's kind of weird. It's a thing.
It's the number one.
But number
Super
one,
Bowl
yeah.
Food?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Meatballs?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to the wrong parties. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Sunday is Super Bowl, so there's a lot of attention on the Eagles and the Chiefs. Those are the two teams.
By the way, have you played the KLOS big game guessing game
I
yet?
Have. The only one that I don't know, and I'm trying to figure this out from our music director, is what song KLOS is going to be playing when the game starts.
If you only knew the music director at KLOS.
Trying to get that information
that
is like
helpful.
Impossible.
So go to KLOS.com right now and fill out this form. And if you bribe the music director, maybe he'll tell you what the song will be.
Probably not, though. I can say that honestly. Yeah. By the way, it's 95.5KLOS.com.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
I shouldn't have to tell you that. Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Is expecting to make a decision on his future again.
Yeah.
Every single year, he drags it out and he goes, I don't know if I'm retiring. He's worse than Tom Brady.
Right.
I don't know if I'm retiring. I think I'm going to do something else. I may not. Oh, I may go someplace else.
Everybody knows somebody that says, I'm quitting. This is it. I'm done. This is it. I'm done.
But he's super high profile guy who
right.
kind of, I don't even know if his fans still want him to be there.
Right.
But he's pretty good. Like a average team would probably be happy to have him for a year or two.
Yeah.
He's apparently said he's going to take some time to himself in the coming weeks to help him come to a decision on his future. And the way he's doing that is he says following the Super Bowl, he's going to spend 4 days at a darkness retreat.
So, like that band, The Darkness, they're putting on a retreat, sort of? No,
nope.
No.
These darkness retreats, I guess what they do is, and if somebody has been to one of these or knows about them, give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. You go into this darkness retreat.
Okay.
And there's no light, and there's no sound.
Ah. Wow.
And you stay there for 4 days.
I kind of like that. Would you do that? I don't know if I could do 4 days. Well, I think that's, I could.
I think some people do actually take like mushrooms or acid or something.
Well, you kind of got to not be sober for that. For
I
the
would
most
think
part.
That that's true. Yeah, yes. Yeah, but yeah, he's going to go there for 4 days. And then when he comes out of the darkness retreat, he will say to himself, I'm not going to give up $60 million I'm going to play. That's what's going to happen. I can just tell
you. He's going to come. He's going to see the light, actually, while he's in there, is what's going to happen.
Oh, my contract is worth another 50 or 60? Yeah, I think I'll go ahead and play someplace. But I've not heard of the darkness retreat.
No.
And I don't think I could do it.
Yeah? I don't know. I mean, there was the...
You get bored easily. There's no way you could do it.
Yeah, but you know how I am with, like, sitting at the beach not doing anything at all.
Yeah, that's true. That is shocking that you're able to do that.
Yeah, there was a place in... I can't remember what beach it was, but... So I was somewhere out by the beach where it was, you know, like the old school 60s... what do you call them? Sensory deprivation tanks.
Right. Yeah, that's the same kind of thing, but for 4 days.
But for 4 days. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was pretty sure I would be thrilled to do that.
I don't think I would be thrilled.
You know, I actually wander around in the darkness as it is. I like to not have the light.
I mean, maybe you're hearing this song, maybe you're not.
It's Job. It's Job Bluth. But no, I mean, I actually wander around in the dark a lot. I
could make
like
another $60 million.
So you should go back and play some more, even though you said you were done.
And we're all right, all darkness tired of you.
Oh my God! I don't know, man. A darkness retreat.
I'm not down.
No?
No, I don't think I'm down.
Well, if anybody knows what it is exactly, or they've been there, or they've got someone, or they're doing one, let us know about it.
Especially if you're in the middle of it.
Yeah. Go to the light, Carolina. Give us a call.
If you would like to see Metallica in concert.
Yeah, man, we got Metallica tickets for you still at SoFi. Also, $100 worth of gift card to Smart and Final if you can play and win the big game guessing game.
Correct. You go to 95.5KLOS.com and you... The questions are
Yeah,
not,
what are some of the questions?
They're not really specifically for hardcore fans.
Okay,
so
right.
You can do it if you're a hardcore fan.
So Joe Blow
But if you're not a hardcore fan, you know, it's stuff like the opening coin toss will be heads or tails.
Okay. What if it lands on its, you know, the middle? Like
what? That's always happened. What song will KLOS be playing at kickoff? Which is another great question.
What time is that exactly?
It is 3:30-ish.
3:30-ish,
usually 3:28-ish, somewhere around there.
Oh, good to know.
What type of product will the first commercial be
Oh,
for?
Wow.
Will it be for a car or a beer or soda or an internet streaming service or what will it be?
What's the most, I mean, that's got to be one of the most expensive buys right there.
Yes,
so I suppose someone who has some cash to try and help you out there.
Did you see the, what was the name of it? Jesse and Mr. White?
Oh, yeah. Breaking Bad and...
Commercial
and,
for chips.
Oh, no. I've heard it so exists. Good. Yeah. Very strange to see them back together again,
so
right?
So good.
Oh, man. Yes. Very cool. Very cool.
Will a fan in attendance run onto the field at any point between kickoff and the end of the game, including overtime?
Kevin, are you going to be in Phoenix on Sunday?
I got to be honest. I love that. I know I probably shouldn't, but I love it. The total combined points, if you are a better, is at 49. Will it be over or under that?
That's
so both teams' total score added together.
Okay.
On Saturday the 11th, will LeBron James score more total points in his NBA game than the winning team in the big game?
Oh, I like that question. That's a good question.
So how many points will he score? You've got to guess 22 to 36-ish.
Good possibility, that one. Which way would you fall on that question?
And how much will the winning team? I think the winning team, they both have great offenses.
Yeah.
I think the winning team's going to score more, but that's really a tough close one.
This is a close KLOS big game guessing game. You can find it at 95.5KLOS.com.
Hey, nicely done.
I have to get it right once in a while.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are going to give away tickets for the Kings game on Monday night.
Yeah.
This hour.
Yep, very soon.
So keep listening for that.
Yeah, stick around.
Right now, we're going to talk about gambling.
Yay, my favorite.
On the
I
Super
love
Bowl.
Gambling.
Gambling on the Super Bowl.
I gamble on anything.
There are a lot of people who don't have money, so they have to make it creative. Or they're tired of gambling money, so they like to make it creative.
Sure.
One way or the other. For example, Shaquille O'Neal made a bet against the Eagles and had to run around in a bird suit with like feathers, not like a mascot,
right?
But an actual bird.
And did he have to make free throws while he was at it?
He did not know because that's impossible. Yeah. You don't bet what you can't do.
I'm not taking that bet.
But he did it. He ran around in a bird suit. And this is the kind of stuff that's fun.
Yes, I love it.
And we want to talk to you if you have had these kinds of bets or your friends did. 818-955-KLOS.
I mean, you really do. You're like the master at these weird ass bets.
I really do love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, you'll bet on anything.
There was one
awesome.
Time in my other gig where Ralph, who's a huge Eagles fan, bet Dave the King of Mexico, who was an Atlanta Falcons fan, and Dave lost, and it was paintballing.
Oh.
So basically, one guy had to stay like 50 feet away, and the other guy had to run back and forth in front of a wall dressed in a shirt of the Eagles or whatever.
So Dave was getting shot at. Like,
and those, I don't know if you've done
paintball. That's hardcore.
That hurts.
Yeah, that makes dodgeball seem like cotton candy.
Oh, my God, he walked out. He was one giant welt.
And Ralph was a happy man.
Of course. there's another one that had to get a tattoo of the winning team.
Oh,
yep.
That's hardcore. I would do that if it was a monkey administering the said tattoo.
Sure, but that, I don't think
I don't care what it looks like.
Not sure that's going to happen. So a tattoo of the winning team.
That's
this has also been in baseball.
Bet.
You know what, let's say about any sport.
Yeah, sure. We can bet on anything. Is that guy going to cut us off? If not, you have to make dinner tonight. Hey, cut us off. You got to make dinner.
And there was another one that was...
Excuse me?
So that was a bet that happened over sports.
White, catch that?
What's that?
Huh? Well, can you try that again? It was what?
It was,
Oh. So she said, okay, if then this will occur if your team wins?
If your team wins and my team loses, then my b-hole loses.
Or wins, maybe. Did she check
ended
back
up
in?
Losing and
and winning.
Apparently, it wasn't that bad.
So we're telling ourselves.
818-955-KLOS. Sports betting of any kind.
Yeah.
What are the more creative ones that you have done or heard of?
Yes,
818-955-KLOS.
This means you. You.
We were talking about weird, bizarre bets that people make around sporting events.
I mean, you know, you really got to find something to bet on. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
You don't have to put cash down necessarily, but if you come up with something weird.
Something fun.
Yeah, to bet on, do it.
Like a paintball game, a tattoo of the winning team. Especially if it's not your team, that's rough.
That is seriously rough.
And so... KLOS, hello.
This was a while back. I was betting on the Raiders, and we had made a bet that if I lost, that I had to run around naked to their one teacher at school at the high school, and so we had to run around naked in her class. The bad part was I was homeschooled.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Considering the source of this, I'm concerned.
The source of this is a friend named Scott who sends us a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And it's all great.
Yep.
This is a Japanese zoo and the mystery of the pregnant, isolated monkey.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Pregnant, isolated.
Not hanging out with any other monkeys.
Monkey.
Pregnant as can be.
Correct.
But we have to talk about the mystery at this Japanese zoo of this pregnant gibbon.
It's a gibbon.
It's a gibbon.
I love a gibbon.
Mm-hmm. A female who lives alone. Hasn't had any male visitors.
Mm-hmm.
When I read this, Jeff, I was afraid this story was going to end in a very dark and twisted way.
What way do you think she was afraid of?
Well, someone.
Yes.
Someone.
Agreed.
I don't think it's divine.
No, she has to.
But it turns out that they are solving the mystery here. When you heard this, did you have any sense of how she could possibly have gotten pregnant?
You have this incredible story arc of life on Earth as it's been happening for millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a little pencil hole sized hole in the fence. And
was it really
that's how
a
it happens.
Hold on a second. Was it really a pencil hole?
You know, I don't think they need to belittle the other monkey. You know, you had a good time.
Sized.
Well, maybe I'm being too judgmental about this, but this has happened before where they think a female is isolated and she is protected, but she's feeling a little amorous.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow primate next door.
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
Hey. I can sense you're lonely.
Gets a sense of that, and he has a way to get from point A to point B.
Yeah, except he has a way to get only one body part.
Life has a way.
from point A to point B.
That's all you need.
Apparently it is. You're right.
I'm thinking of a given. I'm thinking of a number two pencil eraser, and that's about all you need to pull this off.
Wow. That is really visual. Thank you for that. So we should just let everybody know that after 2 years of investigating, the zoo did a paternity test because she got pregnant and had the chimp.
Hold 2 years?
How does it take them 2 years to find a glory hole? Honestly. And is there anything better name than a glory hole?
No, that's probably exactly the best name for anything ever. I was just thinking about that the other day.
And they did a paternity test on the baby and the mom, and they found out, as you say, that the guy next door, there was a small hole between the enclosures.
Come on with the small already. Come on. They're having a good time.
And like you said, I mean, it's a story of ingenuity and romance.
I'm sorry. Did you say romance? Look, dude, pay you to my glory hole.
That's what your kids are calling it these days. Small. Thicky doesn't approve of that sort of talk.
Oh, no. I went to, can I tell that story?
I don't know.
Cabo?
Yeah, maybe. Good luck.
Went to Cabo.
We're all counting on you.
There was a nightclub / bar. And I went to the bathroom. Long time ago.
Yep.
And there was a glory hole. And somebody has scratched into the wood above it.
Yeah.
Kevin sucks it. So that happened.
Wait. Wow.
Yes.
Well, they knew you were coming. You were going to be showing up there. You're going to be at the... That's really weird.
That is super weird.
Poor Kevin. Your own name. It's just terrible things to do with a name, Kevin.
It really is. There's a lot of bad things that are happening to the name. Let's talk about the LA Kings versus the Buffalo Sabres.
Yes,
this game
sir?
Is Monday night, and we have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Buffalo Sabres. It is Monday, February 13th, the Crypto.com Arena. So I'm thinking, you know, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right. Perfect.
Your woman will be thrilled
that you leave her at home and you go to the game with three of your friends. What are your friends?
Everybody else can get tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. But we'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Who's this?
Lou.
Lou, you're caller 13.
Is it Lou or Luke?
Get out of here.
All right. Okay, I'll see you later.
You're caller 13. That means you get four tickets to Monday night's LA Kings game against the Buffalo Sabres.
Right.
You can go, right?
Hell yeah.
You want to go, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's a perfect Valentine's gift. That's all I'm saying. It's February 13th, Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. Or Lou or Luke has already won them. I've asked Sluggo 10 times today. What's Gimme 5 today? How come you won't tell me the theme?
You know, if you can't remember what day it is, I will forget what what station we're on.
It is the All Request Fest.
We are really good at remembering anything.
Except for that. Yeah, so exactly. It's our All Request Fest. That means it's 2 hours of songs to get you in the mood for the weekend. 818-955-KLOS or at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
And yesterday we played something from the Cult. Debbie said, hey, I got another one I need to hear. Wildfire was great. Well, how about Little Devil? Okay.
The All Request Fest is brought to you by Kevin and Sluggo. Who's this?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I think a good song would be George Thorogood, You Talk Too Much.
I love anything by George Thorogood.
That is a great song.
If you looked at the videos, I think what they should do, he picks this kind of cool bus in a warehouse and he and his band.
Okay.
And they got a tape on the wall like 10 feet away.
Right, but
he starts the song and he picks up the phone and sets it on top and goes back and
starts
singing.
Okay.
We're not going to remake
that song.
And
throw the cell phone in a fish tank.
Okay, well, I gotta go. We gotta go so we can play the song. But thanks for calling, man. We'll play it next.
Create the video and all, but okay.
Who's that for?
What is the good of working at a radio station if you can't request a song every once in a while? That was for me.
Oh, that was a request for Kevin?
People of the Sun.
Oh, nice.
Rage Against the Machine.
It is the All Request Fest.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm trying to win the team ticket.
Oh, sorry, we gave them away already. Sorry. Doo-doo-doo. We're sorry.
Just hang up on us.
Real nice. Sheesh. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, this is Mike. Can you play some sticks like Renegade, maybe?
I love the way they use the organ.
Yeah, man.
jamming out on that organ.
You don't hear that very often. Nope. Terry in Long Beach reminded me of that from the Saturday Night Party Pit back in the 90s. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. It's the All Request Fest. It's brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino. You can win a 2023 Jaguar F-Type at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel in February. Details are at yamava.com. You got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how about Led Zeppelin, the Lemon Song?
Do the words, hell yeah, mean anything to you?
Right on, bro.
Right on, dude. Have a good Friday.
Thank you, Ben.
You too.
I keep liking that one more and more every damn time I hear it. Every time I play it way too loud. It's Lux Aeterna. That is Metallica. Who's that for?
That is for Chloe.
Chloe. Yes. Well done, Chloe. And you can still win tickets to Metallica.
You can. You can play the big game guessing game at 95.5KLOS.com.
We were talking about this earlier. We'll ask you a bunch of questions, and if you're the one who answers correctly, ...
You will get tickets to see Metallica at SoFi and a $100 gift card to Smart and Final.
Go play right now before the big game. Hello, KLOS.
Friday.
I think your batteries are wearing down, sir.
It's our old request fest. What do you got?
How about Deep Purple Burn?
Ooh, good one.
It's a good choice. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and it's our old request fest.
I can't remember. Are you a whiskey drinker, Kevin?
I'm not a whiskey drinker.
Did you ever drink it at any time?
No.
I went through a big phase for about 2 years where that's all I drank, and then whatever. But take your whiskey home. Who was it? Daryl asked for that. That's a good one, Daryl.
Good work, Daryl.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Kevin Sluggo.
Whoa. What's up, man?
Hey, man. How about Cochise?
Oh, that's a great request.
That is a damn good request. You were on hold for about 4 years, huh?
Yeah, I finally got through to you guys. I can't even believe it.
Yes. Sorry it took so long, but great request, and yes, we'll play it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
This is the All Request Fest, which is why you just got that. Cochise, Audio Slave, Fine One. It's brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino. Win a 2023 Jaguar F-Type at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel in February. Details are at yamava.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Number one, happy TGIFF.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Woo!
Friday.
Hell
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Today's my daughter's birthday.
Okay.
And I want you to play one of her favorite songs. And it, of course, is Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird.
Of course. Are we supposed to get that?
Will that work? Hello?
Yeah. Wait, yeah. What's her name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
You said, of course.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why.
But was there a tie-in?
Yeah, is there a tie-in that we're missing?
Not that I know of.
Okay, we're looking too close. All right. Listen, we always start with the idea that we're idiots, and then we move on from there.
Me too. Me too.
Good, perfect.
All right, well, happy birthday, Lisa. Some Freebird for you.
Thank you, brothers.
Look, oh my God, Renee's in the valley. Totally wanted to hear some Rush. I'm sure. That's tubular.
Don't love it. Don't love it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
We are great. Thank you.
All right. You know, I haven't heard no Black Oak Arkansas in a while.
What song?
How about Jim Dandy?
Right on. Who's this?
This is Penny from Riverside.
You know who's happy right now? Beavis and Butthead. They love that song.
Yes, they do.
I don't want to wrap up the All Request Fest.
Listen, Greg, it has to happen at some point.
Greg, go home. We'll just keep going. It's okay.
It is time for All We Learned. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Damn, they make it easy. One American dollar, Sluggo tried to guess the top 10 Super Bowl foods.
Never heard of guacamole.
Number one was meatballs.
And that doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense.
So I get at least 50 cents out of the deal.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers is annoying football fans by saying he'll decide his future after he spends 4 days in a darkness resort, which is used to be my secret name for my beehole. And don't forget to go to 95.5KLOS.com to fill out the big game questionnaire in order to see Metallica.
Yeah, it's the big game guessing game, and you could win your way in. And I got to get out of here. I got to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy.
Have a wonderful weekend. I don't have my weekend thing. So, ladies and gentlemen,
see
the weekend.
You Monday.
Okay, bye.
See you Monday.
It is all about peanuts at Knott's Berry Farm between now and February 26th. Lucy, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, if you want to join in on the Knott's Peanut Celebration, then
stop
by. It was
like Tommy Lee's last Twitter.
Stop by right this second at Knott's.com for tickets and info, or give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13, and we'll give you a family four-pack. Who are you?
David.
David, you are caller 13, sir.
Yeah, all right.
David, really? You win, yes.
You're going to hang out with Lucy and Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Peppermint Patty and all the rest there on Knott's Berry Farm.
What about Pigpen?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
I was sort of related to Pigpen. I didn't like to bathe, so, you know, I was always sort of on board.
Still?
he was always my favorite.
Right on, man. Well, you got a family four-pack of tickets. If you want more info, you don't have to go because you got them. But it's happening through February 26th, and you can go to knots.com.
You guys are the best.